Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
I want to talk about Twitter and Square to start the show off. So we've been talking about Square for the last couple of weeks. Yep. Today, news broke that Jack Dorsey is stepping down as CEO of Square. Yeah. So, A, what does that mean? And now, is it time to buy Square?
How fitting was it that he put it out in a tweet? He made a tweet. Hey, I heard there was news that I'm leaving. I am.
Can't tank the stock. Got to leave on good terms, you know. Short answers. I've been telling you guys Square's the new JP Morgan all year. Interesting fact, I was listening to Josh Brown early on CNBC, and he was like, when he took over CEO, the stock price was at 45, 8 years ago. Today, it was at 45 bucks. There is no competitive advantage that Twitter has over Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Tinder, Bumble, YouTube, which is part social media. I told you guys here a couple of weeks ago, you see that crystal ball glowing real bright, that he was either going to have to merge them or leave and just run one. Square would be the obvious pick. The value is a hell of a lot better. And because, of course, how valuable Bitcoin and crypto is going, he picked the better player of the two. That's why I tell you guys, like, you need a competitive advantage in the business for it to be viable, for you to put all your time, energy, and effort into.
Ian, let me just correction. He stepped down from Twitter, not Square.
Yeah, Twitter.
Let me just correct that.
I thought that's what you said.
I said Square.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I had you befuddled by my anger. I'm good now. No pineapple juice. I'm straight. I'm not going to go off the rails. Shout out to Ally. I got it together. I got the purple in the back for y'all. See y'all, Brazo. But Square is amazing. I've been telling you guys forever, and even when PayPal dropped first, you were like, hey, is Square's gonna rebound faster because it's a better company? Hold Square for the next 5 years and you will be okay. I promise you.
Yeah. I mean, you wanted to, so the stock opened in 2013 at like $41, is now at $45. So you're talking 8 years and the stock has moved
out. I
mean, it hasn't made any money, right? So if you've had that stock the entire time, you've gained pretty much nothing. So they just couldn't figure out a way. They have a large user base. They have one of the biggest voices in social media, especially during that presidential cycle. But they just didn't have the money. So people were like, hey, well, he's leaving Twitter. He'll have more time for Square, right? More time for Square means more time for Bitcoin, which he said is if he wasn't doing either, that's what he was spending his time. Mm-hmm. So the writing's been on the wall, right? So I'm just taking you down the timeline, right, of how he's been hedging this thing on the whole time. So in 2018, Cash App, which is owned by Square, starts allowing users to buy and sell Bitcoin. In July, they created a new business dedicated to building decentralized finance. They called it TED, to be determined, right? It was TBD, that was the name of it, right? So Phil Ferkus was making a easy permissionless decentralized financial services. That's in July. In October, right, they jumped into the Bitcoin mining business. Okay, so there's been signs this whole time. They actually created a white paper for TBDEX. The next news that they broke, I think that was early this month, is that they're creating a hardware wallet. I'm like, okay, you see where his focus is.
We've been telling you
right?
all year. Competitive advantage at all.
Right, like the writing has been on the wall. So if you were thinking, hey, I wonder if he's going to focus on Bitcoin now, and he has Square, so he's going to focus on that. They've been putting these signs out there the entire year, even the deal
him
with Tyler.
And Jay on the beach.
I was just saying, like, I was just going to when you were like, I'm like, yo, Jay is with Jack Dorsey. Something's happening, right? And then we saw the title deal and you broke it down eloquently. I'm like, oh man, here it comes. And so we've been saying Square. And if you were in the Apollo Theater on Friday night, I put up on a Jumbotron.
Jumbotron.
We're going to go with that. Let's roll with it.
We're going with that. It was a Jumbotron there.
Yeah.
A big screen. When you looked at the call that I had, it was what company? Square. Why? Because we believe in it. And I told you, my brother Ian has been saying it, and I agree with him. And we told you exactly where I was going to get it at and how I was looking at it. The news breaks today. Be ready, y'all.
I spoke about Square on Kenny Burns. Shout out to my brother Kenny Burns. Yeah, shout out to my brother Kenny Burns. We spoke about Square today on Kenny Burns show because I knew it was a trending topic, and we spoke about it, you know, several different times on Market Monday. So, yeah, it's been consolidating. We said this before, but it's been consolidating, and it is 25% off of its 52-week high.
You know, we like that.
So, be very mindful of Square if you're interested in it. Of course, do your research, understand what you're investing in before you invest. But
yeah, can we talk about my company real quick?
204.23 and 190.41 are the two areas to get in. You guys would be good. If I made money, put yes in chat.
My DMs have been getting flooded. They're like, yo, Troy, look at Disney. right? And I'm like, guys, I think you might be confusing me with the day trader, right? My main focus of even speaking on Friday was to tell you that the market pays those who are patient, right? If that was our number when we said 160, if I see that 143, Shadi talks about it all the time. What are we going to do? We're going to average down.
Yep.
And then lo and behold, there's this guy on CNBC who has a stock club now who decides to put Disney as his pick going forward because shout out to Jim Cramer for sure. He put it as his pick. He told his whole club, look, Disney, if you're selling it now, you're short vision on it, right? It's kind of one of these companies where, and we know with the new variant, right? We can see things flipping around and people were concerned, but Disney ran up during the pandemic because of a streaming service, right? So if things open up, and at some point they obviously will, they're already
sell off those parks.
They're ready. They're already set up to succeed, right? They got a whole new cruise line that they've already announced for 2022. I think 92% of the admissions are already sold out. They're primed to have a nice little run and come back. Shout out to everybody that was in there. You don't have to keep DMing me. I see it, y'all.
Shout out to me.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mickey and Minnie, the Disney Club.
I thought you said shout out to me. I'm like, I'm on the energy tonight. We can do that. Disney 140.37. Hot take, Disney needs to get rid of some of those amusement parks and probably go down to one, probably the one in Florida. I know everybody's going to disagree. And then somebody else will say it, but I'm telling you now, if they get rid of that and focus more on streaming, they'll be A-okay. Hold it for long term, you guys will be good.
Let's go into this, because obviously the Apollo was the hardest ticket to get.
Yo, we made it to StubHub, bro.
We did make it to StubHub. They was actually selling tickets in the aftermarket.
Really?
Marketplace.
Yeah, yo.
Nah, price going up.
I heard an offer. No joke. I heard an offer like, yo, I'll pay you $600 right now for a ticket.
Yeah, I definitely saw the tickets on StubHub for about $350-$400. Well, we made it.
You know my motto, premium. Gotcha.
So what are some of the biggest lessons? A few, you know, obviously we can't go through the whole show, but what are some of the biggest lessons from the Apollo for people that were not able to attend?
I'll start because mine is very quick, and then I'll share something really good. And I said it earlier, the market pays those who are patient. And I went into a detailed story of how it can do that. And so when we're talking about Disney and these other, I'm not trading that on a daily basis. What I'm really doing is creating a foundation for my children and their children going forward, right? We're gonna hold these stocks. And I know Ian says 5 to 20 years, but I'm like, look, my kids should be living past 20 years. And so I wanna make sure they're okay. And I wanna give a huge shout out to Taylor. Shout out to Taylor, shout out to Chuck. He called me today and he was like, look, I heard what you said when I came over and you were teaching me how to invest. And he said, I was down like a couple thousand dollars, but I kept hearing you say, look, stick to the script. Mm-hmm. Today he called me and said, look, my account is up 150%. I said, look, that's what I was preaching, man. The market will pay those who was patient. If you make the right investment, if you do the research, you study your fundamentals and your technicals, trust what you do. That is the problem. I made that mistake early in investing. I didn't trust what I was doing. I felt a little unsure because there was nobody around me doing some of the investments I was doing. We now have a community of people who have a similar vision, who can actually give you feedback and actually give you pointers on how to invest and not confirm, but give you guidance when you're unsure. And so shout out to everybody in this community and others, but trust your research and please be patient with your investments.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Shadi, what was your biggest takeaway? Shadi, ready to go already? It was on StubHub for $600. Boy, y'all better not let me do the pricing. Listen.
You know, of course, I talked about the Rashad 10, 20, 30 rule. I have decided to coin
you
that.
You call that?
I have decided to coin that. I have. Why not?
Yo. Oh, my God. Yo, Ian, when I saw that tweet, I'm like, Rashad said? I'm like, what?
Why not?
Yeah, but I think it was dope because I'm like, don't gloss over that. I think that's a great way for people who don't really know how to invest or beginners. Like, that's pretty simplified, right?
Yeah, the Rashad's 10, 20, 30 rule is If a stock is at its all-time high, look for a 10% drop as a decent buy-in price, 20% drop as a good buy-in price, and 30% drop as an excellent buy-in price. And then you can dollar cost down. If you're not 100% confident in the situation, you can always dollar cost down into a position as long as it's a good position. Because you dollar cost down into like Dogecoin, and you'll be still dollar cost averaging down.
Where are we going on?
Dan doesn't know about crypto. He only knows about stocks. Man, I just want to make y'all rich, man. I swear, if y'all just listen to me, y'all will be straight, man. Listen.
Yeah, don't dollar cost average down. And for anybody that's not familiar with dollar cost averaging down is, AMD is a perfect example of that, right? So I have an AMD option, and I was down 50%. It was pretty, it wasn't a little bit of money, a substantial amount of money a couple of months ago. But from looking at the charts, knowing that it was moving sideways for about 6 months, it was consolidating. From understanding, you know, that there's a chip shortage, from understanding that AMD has a strong history, I still had confidence, even though I was down 50%. So what did I do? I doubled my position. I added more money, I added a substantial amount of money more.
I told you it's going to be straight.
We're
good.
Today, I'm up 300% on that position. So so when you dollar cost down, it brings your buy-in price lower. So you can do that with just regular stock. You can do that with options, but you know, that's what we mean by dollar cost averaging downwards. So if you are invested in a strong company that you believe in and you're down, it's not the end of the world. Don't panic. It might actually be
only if it's quality, though.
Only if it's good. That's what I'm
saying.
Only if it's good.
Buy a terrible company underneath $50 and think that everything is going to be okay. Go Google what martingaling is. It is the same thing, but you should not average down more than twice. It's not good.
And I asked other people's their opinion. I definitely asked Ian his opinion. I talk to Troy every day, so I always ask Troy his opinion. And I'm not, you know, I don't have a high level of pride when it comes to that. I want to know other people. I'll talk to Trap if you know, anybody, Jamal, anybody. I'll ask people their opinion.
You know, if you lose, I'll bring that duffel, though.
So, you know, yeah, it's good to have good resources and good friends. So yeah, that's dollar cost down. And then I spoke about Rob. I don't want to talk about that right now.
That was a nuclear weapon.
I just want to say that I did speak about it.
Okay. Don't panic.
So yeah, maybe later on we'll talk about that. But Ian, what was it for you?
A couple of lessons, if I can do two. One, kudos to my guy P from Dream Team. Marry your target. So for those of you that are trading, you have to pick one target and stick to it for 4 years, no matter what. If you're going to stick with one target for 4 years, please put 4 years in chat. And one that I said that I wasn't going to give up that we talked about Saturday at the VIP day. If you guys truly want to know how to study the volume in the market, for all of you that are like videographers, and if you have drones, if you are in a major city, it's a hell of a tip I gave. Go use your drone over the highways in major cities for 30 days. And look at when traffic slows down, look at when it speeds up, and then compare that over the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, you're gonna see the same parallels over and over again, and that'll tell you the gaps in time, when to get into the market, when to get out, and then when the volume actually dries up. Different level of excellence.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.